اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك أفعال الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين، وإذا أردت بعبادك فتنة فاقبضنا إليك غير مفتونين. اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والجبن والبخل والعجز والكسل وغلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من درك الشقاء ومن سوء القضاء ومن شماتة الأعداء، من درك الشقاء ومن سوء القضاء ومن شماتة الأعداء. اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله، by the barakah of the mubarak tadhkira and blessed mentioning of the aqaid of the people who you love and the aqaid of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and of his beloved companions and of the ulama of this ummah and the fuqaha of this millah and the awliya and the salihin, whoever they be, wherever they be, because of the blessed mentioning of those things and the remembrance of those things and the tajdeed and making anew those mubarak things inside of the hearts of all those who attended. Ya Allah, from the barakah of that, forgive us all of our sins and guide us on the right path and make us people whose last words are La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and accept it from us and make our tomorrow better than our today and change our lives for the better, and whatever sicknesses we have in our body or in our mind or in our hearts or in our souls or in our spirit, Ya Allah Ta'ala, or in our communities, Ya Allah, you're the Shafi and you're the Kafi and you're the Arhamur Rahimeen. Please just cure those things and give us a shifa that leaves no sickness behind. Ya Allah, by the barakah of this Mubarak Tadhkira, Ya Allah, give a good end and a good life to our children and to our parents and to those who we love and whoever amongst us. All of us know people and love people who are not on the path of Islam and who are not on these on this way. Ya Allah Ta'ala, you're the Hadi, you're the Hadi, you're the one who gives Hidayah, Ya Allah. There's no source of Hidayah except for from you. Ya Allah, write for them also that you give them Hidayah and that you give them guidance so that they can also leave this world in La ilaha illallah and they have the tawfiq of saying such a word by which they will earn the drink from the hawd of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the shafa'ah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment, and give that tawfiq to us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, revive amongst our people the knowledge of your wahi, the knowledge of your revelation, of your book, and of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunan of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and aqidah and fiqh, and make these things the lens through which we see the world, and make us people of creative energy that we create a civilization and a culture that embody those values, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever did hard work in making this event happen, accept it from them and forgive them all of their sins and multiply for them their ajr and give them the ajr of all those who attended. Ya Allah, whoever from amongst us is going on hajj, facilitate the hajj for them and facilitate the discharging of all of the manasik from them and accept it from them and make their du'as come in our haqq. Ya Allah Ta'ala, whoever those people are who are the mujahideen fi sabilika, make their feet firm and protect them from their enemies and make them people of the haqq and make them people who the world benefits from, and count our du'as in their favor and make them amongst the people who you love in this world and the hereafter, and do not deprive us of their ajr and of their reward. Ya Allah, the ummah is in such a difficult situation. The ummah is in so much pain. The great amsar and metropoli of the Muslim world, the centers of culture and the centers of learning, the graves of the awliya and the salihin, the madaris and the marakis and the zawaya, they're being destroyed before our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect in them the johar of iman, protect the seed of iman, and protect the people from the suffering they're going through, and give them the tawfiq to rebuild those spiritual edifices, that they can teach and learn in those same places again, and that sanad finds a new life and finds new students to learn and new teachers to teach it, that can be custodians and stewards of the mubarak sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the source of barakah and the source of khair and the source of rahmah in this world, and the thing that we love the most, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a source of make that source continue and not perish because of all of the strife that's going on in the world this day, and make us all servants of it. Ya Allah, we love your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we didn't prepare much in the way of good deeds for the day of judgment, but we love your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we love all of your anbiya, and we love the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and the Khulafa Rashidun, and the Ashara Mubashirin bil Jannah, and the pure wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the noble family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the time of Nubuwa all the way until today, until the Yawm al-Qiyamah, we have people from them who are sitting and making dua amongst us, ya Allah Ta'ala. We love the ulama, we love the awliya, we love the saliheen, we love the people who pray and fast, we love the people who are just, and the people who feed the needy and the orphan and the poor. Ya Allah, we love the poor who your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved. Ya Allah Ta'ala, we love the people who have la ilaha illallah in their heart, however they may be and whoever they may be. And we love what you love and what your Rasul loved more than what we love for ourselves. And we love what he ate more than what we love what we ate. We love his family more than we love our own families. And we love his deen more than we love our own opinions. And we love everything about him. Ya Allah Ta'ala, make that love a source of barakah for us in this world, and a source of salvation for us in the hereafter. Ya Allah, every one of us, when we are in public and we're in private, we all sinned and we disobeyed you without thinking about it, without giving it a thought, without even being stressed or strained about it. And we sinned and sinned until we were so tired that we couldn't sin anymore. Ya Allah, if we had more energy, we would have even disobeyed you more. Ya Allah, even though we know that this is a despicable act and it's not worthy of your station to us, because you gave us everything. You were there with us and had more rahmah on us from the time we were in the wombs of our mothers and from before you created the heavens and the earth. All the way through, you had more mercy and rahmah to us than our own mothers did, ya Allah Ta'ala. Forgive us our sins. We admit that we did what we did and we had no excuse to do it, ya Allah Ta'ala. Forgive us our sins and rectify for us our shortcomings, and have mercy on us, and deal with us from your grace and from your fadl, and deal with us not based on who we are or what we deserve, but who you are and what the rank and the lofty nature of your mercy and of your generosity, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever in this gathering is sick, heal them. Whoever in this gathering has a need, fulfill their need. Whoever in this gathering needs to get married, find them a suitable match. Whoever in this gathering has some sort of need that they hide inside of their chest or that they ask other people with help for, financial, getting a job, getting a car, whatever the need be, great or little, whatever the needs are, all of them together, ya Allah. We read in the book, you're the one who discharges people's needs. You're the one who fulfills people's needs. We have aqidah and we have belief in that, ya Allah. Fulfill our needs. Fulfill all of our hajat, ya Allah Ta'ala, by your fadl and by your rahmah and by your mercy. And make us people who we remember you in the morning and in the evening, and in our tongues and in our speech, and inside of our hearts and inside our very beings, and protect us from ever being from amongst the ghafilin. Allahumma inna ibaduka wa abna'u ibadik wa abna'u ima'ik. نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك واستأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن الكريم ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وصلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين والذي نحبه أكثر مما نحب أنفسنا صلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وجميع من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين واجعلنا منهم. وصلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, والسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم اختم بالحسنى وثبت ووفق وارضى عنا بركة الفاتحة. Barakallahu feekum for your patience. We'll take two questions. Sister's priority. Yes. Go ahead. God. What are the points based on? They're points on based on three sources. One is the explicit text of the Quran, and the second is those ahadith that are narrated through tawatur, meaning through so many channels of narration that's impossible, that someone may have lied about them, so many channels of narration that they're uncountable, and that it's that there's no need to count them. And the third is the ijma', the consensus of the scholars. There are a couple of points in here that I said that if someone believes this or believes that, they're not beyond the pale of Islam, and those are transmitted by a regular Sahih Hadith. Yeah. Questions? Yes. I apologize for the two questions. My flight is in 2 hours. I got to get to the airport also. Inshallah, whoever has questions other than this, can we put my email address up on the projector? Is it there? H.M. Chaudhary. H.M.C.H.A.U.D.H.R.Y. Someone who has it, just put it up on there while I'm answering this question. I have to make it to the airport. You're welcome to email me the question. It may take me a couple of days to get back to you, but inshallah I will, if I'm able to. Sometimes people ask really hard questions I don't know the answer to. Please don't be offended if I say I don't know. How should we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah? Is it okay to think of the greatness of the universe in order to be more present in sajda? So, you're not supposed to think about Allah here. Here is what? You're supposed to know that the perfection of your knowledge of Allah ta'ala is your inability to understand Allah ta'ala. In that sense, you're allowed to think of His sifat, which is what? His mercy and His whatever. That's what you should think about with your head if you think about something. But the spiritual apparatus through which you feel your connection in with Allah Ta'ala is your heart. And that's the subject of another, another discourse. That's the subject of dhikr. And oftentimes, the best dhikr and the most deep connection with Allah Ta'ala in your heart involves emptying your mind of things. hmchaudhary@gmail.com. So that's my email address. If anyone has any other questions, please do send them to me. Please forgive me for my shortcomings, or if I said anything wrong or to offend anyone, it wasn't my intention. And everyone has been, mashallah, wonderful. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, reward all of you richly and abundantly for attending. Barakallahu feekum. Yusuf, can you give these to Nafis Saab?